Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Secret of Nitric Oxide. Bringing the Science to Life by Nathan Bryan introduces readers to the outsized role of nitric oxide in human biology and why modern lifestyles often undermine it. Written by a researcher and educator known for translating complex physiology into practical guidance, the book connects basic science to everyday health concerns such as circulation, blood pressure, energy, exercise performance, and metabolic well-being. It explains how the body makes nitric oxide, how it supports healthy blood vessels and cellular signaling, and what can disrupt its availability, including aging, inactivity, poor diet, and certain oral care habits. Rather than treating nitric oxide as a trendy supplement buzzword, the author frames it as a foundational molecule that links cardiovascular function with broader wellness. The emphasis is on actionable understanding, how food choices, movement, and targeted strategies can help maintain nitric oxide levels and support resilience. Readers interested in preventive health will find a science-guided narrative aimed at turning physiology into informed daily decisions. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, nitric oxide is a master signal for vascular health. A central topic is how nitric oxide functions as a key signaling molecule that helps blood vessels relax and widen, improving blood flow and supporting healthy blood pressure. The book frames nitric oxide not as a single-purpose compound, but as an integrator of cardiovascular function, influencing how oxygen and nutrients are delivered to tissues and how the body responds to physical and metabolic demands. By explaining the relationship between endothelial function and vessel tone, it shows why diminished nitric oxide availability can contribute to common modern health problems, especially those involving circulation. The discussion connects nitric oxide to the practical outcomes people care about, such as exercise tolerance, cold hands and feet, recovery, and overall cardiovascular risk. Importantly, the author presents the concept that supporting nitric oxide biology is upstream of many interventions, meaning it can complement medical care and lifestyle changes rather than compete with them. This topic also helps readers interpret health advice more critically by focusing on mechanisms, such as why improving blood flow can impact performance and well-being even when other markers seem normal. Secondly, how the body produces nitric oxide and what disrupts it. Another major focus is the biology of nitric oxide production and the reasons it often declines. The book describes the main pathways the body uses to generate nitric oxide, including enzyme-driven production from amino acids and the alternative route tied to dietary nitrates and nitrites. It also highlights how these pathways depend on supportive conditions such as adequate cofactors, a healthy endothelium, and effective circulation. From there, the author outlines common disruptors, aging, inflammation, oxidative stress, metabolic dysfunction, smoking, sedentary habits, and diets low in nutrient-dense plant foods. A particularly practical element is attention to the mouth-body connection, emphasizing that oral bacteria play a role in converting dietary nitrates into forms the body can use. This helps explain why some habits can unintentionally reduce nitric oxide availability. The topic encourages readers to view nitric oxide status as dynamic and modifiable, not fixed by genetics alone. By understanding both production and breakdown, readers can better grasp why quick fixes rarely work and why consistent daily inputs matter. Thirdly, dietary strategies and the nitrate-nitrite pathway. The book gives significant attention to food-based strategies for supporting nitric oxide, especially through the nitrate-nitrate-nitric oxide pathway. It explains why certain vegetables, commonly those naturally rich in nitrates, can serve as reliable precursors that the body can transform into nitric oxide. This pathway is presented as especially relevant when the enzyme-based system is stressed by aging or disease, making diet a practical lever for many people. The discussion also addresses confusion and controversy around nitrates by distinguishing dietary sources found in vegetables from other contexts where nitrites may be paired with different compounds and cooking conditions. The author aims to help readers make nuanced choices rather than fear-based ones. Practical guidance centers on consistent intake patterns, preparation considerations, and the role of the oral microbiome in converting nitrates effectively. The topic also ties nutrition to measurable outcomes such as endurance, perceived energy, and cardiovascular markers. Overall, it positions diet as a foundational, low-risk way to support nitric oxide biology, while encouraging readers to integrate it into a broader lifestyle plan rather than treat it as a standalone cure. Fourthly, exercise, performance, and recovery. Through better blood flow, a key theme is the relationship between nitric oxide, physical performance, and recovery. The book connects nitric oxide-mediated vasodilation to improve delivery of oxygen and nutrients during activity and more efficient removal of metabolic byproducts afterward. This framing helps readers understand why endurance, stamina, and training adaptations can be influenced by vascular function, not just muscles and lungs. The author also discusses how movement itself can stimulate healthier nitric oxide signaling, creating a positive feedback loop. Activity supports the endothelium, which improves blood flow, which can make activity feel easier and more rewarding. For people focused on fitness, the book provides a science-based rationale for combining training with nutrition and daily habits that preserve nitric oxide. For less active readers, it shows how even modest increases in movement can matter because the underlying mechanism is vascular responsiveness. The topic also touches on recovery and resilience, suggesting that consistent nitric oxide support may help people maintain training frequency and reduce the feeling of being easily fatigued. The practical takeaway is that performance improvements often come from systemic physiology, not just willpower. Lastly, supplements, testing, and making science-guided choices. The book also addresses how to think about supplements and health claims in the nitric oxide space. Rather than treating supplementation as automatically necessary or automatically suspect, it provides a framework for evaluating whether a product is aligned with known nitric oxide pathways, what outcomes are plausible, and what limitations consumers should recognize. Readers are encouraged to connect claims to mechanisms such as precursor availability, conversion efficiency, and factors that increase nitric oxide breakdown. The author emphasizes that context matters. Diet quality, medication use, cardiovascular status, and oral and gut health can influence how well any intervention works. The topic is also about decision-making, including how to interpret basic biomarkers and the difference between short-term effects and long-term vascular improvements. While the book aims to be practical, it repeatedly brings readers back to fundamentals like nutrition, movement, and risk reduction behaviors as the baseline. This approach helps readers avoid chasing fads and instead build a coherent plan. The result is a consumer-oriented guide to making science-guided choices and asking better questions when considering nitric oxide-related products. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a science-grounded explanation of cardiovascular and metabolic wellness without needing advanced training in biochemistry. It will benefit health-minded adults, fitness enthusiasts, and anyone concerned about blood pressure, circulation, energy, or age-related decline in performance. Clinicians, coaches, and nutrition-minded readers can also use it as a mechanism-based bridge between research concepts and daily behavior change. The value to a reader's life comes from turning an abstract molecule into practical levers. How to support healthier blood flow through food patterns, consistent activity, and habits that protect nitric oxide availability. That shift can influence how someone feels day to day, from exercise tolerance to overall vitality, while also reinforcing long-term risk reduction. Compared with many similar books that rely heavily on hype or single supplement solutions, this one stands out by focusing on physiology and the interplay between lifestyle, the oral microbiome, and vascular function. It equips readers to evaluate claims, build consistent routines, and understand why interventions work or fail. For buyers looking for an evidence-oriented guide rather than a trend-driven promise, it is a worthwhile addition to a health library. If you would like to support Nathan Bryan, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.